Darren, end of the game, you're punching the air towards the fans in the shed. Clearly meant a lot to you, that victory, I take it?
Yeah, it did. Every result, I see the support we get, the commitment everybody shows to the club. You know, that again is for everybody at the club. I keep them past, and I don't like to dwell in the past, but I want to give these people something to smile about. Victories and goals do that. So I was delighted today. Again, it's my just thank you for the, you know, the club, because obviously, you know, you see the back and the support. Everything I get it has been outstanding from day one, and now, you know, there's still a lot of work, still a lot of hard work ahead. We know that, but again, over the last couple of weeks, especially this week, Pav, it's been a very, very difficult week, two very hard games, but the most pleasing thing is we come out victorious, scoring five and only conceding one.
Well, I don't want to jinx it for you, but if I'm doing this off the top of my head now, I think it's seven games unbeaten in 2017.
More than that, Pav, you need to do your stats.
Seven.
Man.
Well, I've looked in the programme, seven games unbeaten on the run. I think the last defeat was Clitheroe.
I think, as you well know, and we had a lot of draws in there, Pav, but, you know, as a lot of people mention, and I'll just echo that, you know, that last season, that would have been defeats. You know, the thing about it is now is we've got a very, very good, strong squad. We've got a very good, strong bench. And the good and the most pleasing thing is we're getting the wins to back it up. We're playing some great, entertaining football. And as I say, today is great because it's another 3 points.
And quality goals as well.
Outstanding goals, to be honest, Pav. I think, as you've seen yourself, it should have been out of sight first half. You know, with three further very good chances that the keeper pulled off, two very good saves and a half chance. So it could have been five by half time. But you've seen the way we come out of the traps. That's, if I'm being honest, is a bit. I was a bit fearful of, in the fact that. The bit I was a bit fearful of because of the fact Tuesday night with a very tough game against Altrincham, as you know, and then you're effectively asking the players to come on and produce, you know, high levels of intensity, high levels of sharpness, and high levels of quality. It can be very difficult to do, but that first bit that we come out of the traps early, we get the two early goals. We could have, as I say, had 4 or 5, but it's just very pleasing to score three and concede none. You know, I think it's been 12 games since we've had a clean sheet. So it's very pleasing to get that today, Pav.
That's just right. The next question I was going to ask you about the clean sheet. Obviously.
Well, again, we want to. You know, the way we set up is quite attack-minded football, because I like the full-backs to get on, I like our strikers, I like the three and behind the strikers to get involved. So you can demand and ask a lot. You know, times you're going to play against opposition, that they're going to get chances. Today, I don't think Russ had a save to make. But, you know, you're going to get games like that. You're going to get games that you're tested more. Today was one of those games that, as I say, we scored three and we conceded none.
And confidence clearly coursing through the team now for everyone to see.
Yeah, it's been first class, Pav. I want to go on, especially since we started the cement, since we brought Paddy in and a few more, Matty Beadle. You know, confidence is really sore because, you know what, they're great players, but they're also fantastic personalities. And the one thing overall they always wanted to have was a good changing room. You know, a quality changing room that, you know, everybody get on well with each other, everybody could have a bit of banter with each other, and they were all in the same wavelength, all aiming and to strive for the one thing, and that's to be successful here. And what we have now is we have a changing room that's full of confidence and full of life, shall I say.
And Matt Beadle seems to be assured for a goal every game.
Yeah, he's been superb. And then, again, going back to the start of the season, I'll be honest, I didn't know the league particularly well, so it was almost you get through the first set of games to sort of see what the league's about, and then you start building from that. But then you bring these players in, you know, 2, 3, 4 players in, which I've said all along from day one. You know, certain personnel we needed, and it's going to take that little bit of time. There's going to be blips along the way. I'll be honest and straight, there's still going to be blips along the way in terms of where we want to get. But we know it's a work in process. But, you know, I can only comment on obviously this week, I think. And it's just so satisfying to see the players have got the rewards for their efforts.
I know you were a Spurs fan, but what were the influences on you as a coach, as a player? What's the sort of style of football you like?
Again, it. I think that, you know, I always put myself in, you know, the other people's shoes in terms of if I'm a supporter sitting, what they want to see. And it's fast attacking attractive football. I think we're producing that because you can see every game we're producing goals. There's going to be one of these days where we go and beat somebody 8-9, but I think the supporters can see that we're playing good stuff, that we're playing fast attractive attacking stuff. You know, we're scoring goals. Yeah, we're conceding one or two, and we're just trying to balance that out where we concede none and score more. But again, it's one of the things that I believe in. It's about players understanding their roles and responsibilities. They work hard to achieve that, but as well in there, there's going to be a bit of risk, and that bit of risk is to get numbers forward. And yeah, you know, at times you're going to be vulnerable against the counter attack, but that's where the hard work comes in to try and nullify that.
I don't want to jinx anything, but...
That's two jinxes.
Two jinxes, yeah, true. It might be three. But the team's playing really, really well at the moment. We've got, a couple of months left in the season. Where could they end up?
Where they want, if I'm being honest. At the end of the day, they believe in themselves, which they should. I make sure and let them know that. They believe in their teammates. They believe in their team. We'll take each game as it comes, but... As I do believe if we can stay clear of injuries and suspensions and that type of thing, they can achieve what they want. And I've no problem in saying that.
So could they make the playoffs?
Why not? Why not? Well, as I say, we'll just concentrate in Bursko next week and going and getting 3 points there. And then, you know, we'll just paint the picture with a couple of tough, difficult games coming up. But as I say, concentrating and focusing on us, I believe we can tackle anyone.
Thank you.